Yeah, Coach, how do you kind of evaluate that performance overall?
I mean, I think, you know, I had the thought coming into this, what a great and unique opportunity to be able to play them again this close to a game that we obviously wanted not too long ago. And I liked our bounce back in terms of the confidence we brought to start the game, discipline to our game plan. I think the first half of the game was great, and we let it slip a little bit down the stretch. Lots to learn from.
Do you know why the kind of third period barrage happened?
I think that's going to be the fun part about debriefing it and going back and, you know, reflecting with the players. I think there's no one answer. You know, obviously we're playing with a bit of a short bench, so that probably is playing into it a little bit, but lots to figure out.
I feel like Callie was particularly excellent tonight, just making a lot of high-quality saves. Can you just talk a little about her performance?
Unbelievable. Yeah, I mean, that's the Callie we know, and she made them earn every goal that they got. They were grade A goals, the ones that they did, and she's the reason we were in it.
What kind of prompts you to put Alex there in 3v3 at the very end? Like, yeah, I don't think she played in overtime before that. Like, why'd you kind of throw out there in the last minute?
Gut feeling. We're already short bench. We know she's fresh and can skate that puck. And I think the thought was, if we get possession, get her out live when we have possession and see if we can utilize her skill.
Yeah, I was kind of just thinking, like, you know, obviously Alex is really fast and can carry the puck. Like, that seems like it would work in 3v3. Like, I'm just wondering, like, kind of, what's your process for deciding, like, who you put out there? Like, as your top choices in overtime.
Yeah, I think foundationally you need players that can obviously skate 200 feet, but it's more so the maturity and decision-making of how we can protect pucks, manage them, change with possession, make those decisions. Like, puck possession is probably even more important than I think than just all of speed on a 3v3.
Julia, can you just talk a little about the penalty kill? I don't think you guys have allowed a power play goal in 2025 so far. Just what's been kind of working for you guys on the kill?
Yeah, obviously we practice it a lot, and we practice it against our own power play, which definitely helps. We kind of changed that in practice, where we started practicing it against our own power play instead of just kind of like a dummy power play. And I think that's definitely brought a lot of success to it, just because you're playing against kind of different looks and different styles. So when we do have a team that may play different than another team, we're not surprised and we're kind of ready for anything.
What's going through your head when Alex scored that goal?
Yeah, I was excited. I kind of looked at her face and she had no idea it went in, so it was pretty funny. But yeah, I think we kind of didn't have the momentum in the beginning, and then once we had possession, we started to get momentum, and I kind of knew a goal was coming soon for us.
Was the Beanpot loss on your mind as players at all coming into this?
I think it was definitely on our mind. I think, you know, it was kind of something that we sat with for a while, but put it in the past, and coming off a great weekend, you know, I think we were just excited to get another chance at them before playoffs and after that whole situation. So, yeah, I think it was definitely on your mind, but it was kind of a back burner thought and came and went quickly.
Coach, I thought you guys were particularly excellent in the first 40 minutes at kind of limiting their chances through the neutral zone. Yeah. Only 10 shots on goal in the first 40. Can you just talk about what you liked kind of the neutral zone and defensively in the first two periods?
Yeah, I mean, they were great in our game plan. The upgrades that we made with our forecheck and neutral zone without the puck, we executed. And you could see that it's not just playing passive. It's being ready to jump in transition, make them turn the puck over. And I thought we were very effective with it for the first half.
This is for both of you guys. If you guys can answer, that'd be great. Obviously, 5-0 since the Beanpot. Like, what do you got? And, you know, two of them with, you know, shorthanded. Like, what do you think kind of allowed you guys to just, I guess, rebound and just, you know, go on a 5-0 run after that loss?
Want to take it? We talked about
sure.
it the other day.
Yeah, I think obviously going into playoff season, you have to be able to have a short memory. And I think that experience, you know, playing in front of such a big crowd and playing in a situation you don't normally play in, the nerves kind of do start to get to you. And I think it was kind of the first time a lot of the girls had played in front of a crowd like that and just in that kind of atmosphere. And so I think it was a huge learning experience. And I think going forward, honestly, it makes us a better team, learning from that experience and, you know, losing and having that feeling. So going forward into the playoff season, we know what it feels like and we don't ever want to feel it again. And so I think we just kind of channeled the energy into positive. Harped, like I said before, you know, harped in it for the few days after, changed the things we wanted to change and just move forward after that.
Yeah, Northeastern's obviously, you know, had an unreal run hockey use, and they've given you guys a lot of trouble, you know, your first 4 years here. What's so difficult about them, and then how much confidence does it give you to be able to finally beat them twice this season?
Yeah, I think the tough thing about them is they have so much confidence. They've played in those tough games, and they've played against opponents that on paper are better than them but have come out on top. And so I think for us, channeling that type of energy moving forward is something that we've definitely been focusing on. And I think we even said it going into the second period, just playing with confidence and playing with that edge on our shoulder. And I think they've obviously do it really well and come up on top a lot. And so, yeah, just moving forward, playing and knowing we are good enough to play in these games and to beat opponents like Northeastern and even other opponents that we might not have played before.
Last one from me, just, you know, a lot more big games this weekend, you know, UConn and Providence. Can you just kind of talk about how you guys carry over tonight's performance into the end of the weekend?
Yeah, I think obviously a win's always awesome and it brings a lot of positive energy into the team. I think Providence has had a really good run recently and they've been hot, and so being able to play them again after it's been a while will be really good going into playoffs again. I think it's so fun to play teams so many months apart because they change so much about their game and they get so much better and they connect as a team, so just like we have. And so I think that's what's fun about hockey and playing these three games series, is that you play two games and you might win both and you might be the way better team, and then you play them 3 months later and it's a completely different team you're playing. So I think having that mentality, just, you never know what you're going to get from a team, but again, playing with that confidence because we know we can beat any team.
I have two more for you, Coach. That's cool. The first one is, you know, Healy's kind of forecheck on the first goal, forcing the turnover there. What is, like, kind of Sydney bring to your team besides just goal scoring?
Sorry, what was the last part of your question?
What does Sydney bring to the team besides just goal scoring?
Yeah, I could probably keep you guys here all night. No, it's obviously, it's been a cool breakout year for her. But her puck possession, the way she uses her body effectively, her release on her shot is threatening anywhere inside, you know, the blue line. And she's playing a team game, how she's moving the puck well. She's making first touch plays out of battles that create those transition offensive looks. All in all, and I think when you put that skill level in with the fact that she showed up and can skate the game 200 feet even more this year, and her buy-in, you know, I think all those things, she makes players around her better, which you need from a top six forward.
Yeah, I mean, lastly, like, obviously, you know, you lead Hockey East, kind of control your own destiny to get the number one seed, and then UConn's like really main competitor. Like, do you want the team kind of thinking about the fact that the number one seed is, I guess, so close, or have you kind of just avoided kind of mentioning that with them?
No, I think we've gotten to a place where we want to be able to give context to the game. You know, I think the girls, you know, the women in our locker room are mature enough to know that, okay, this game has this context to it. Like Julia mentioned, like, we played Providence that long ago, they're going to be different, right? I think you have to give context to games, and that's a good thing. But then at the end of the day, we know our game plan. You're in the moment when we get out there, and you don't let it factor in at that point. But, yeah, we're well aware, and exciting to see how we're going to match up.